Hello and welcome to the World Transformation Movement's Freedom Essay Series. I'm Tim McCartney Snape and this is Freedom Essay 3, The Explanation of the Human Condition by Jeremy Griffith, 2016 to 2018. What follows is the audio of the third introductory video that appears at the top of our homepage at www.humancondition.com, in which biologist Jeremy Griffith outlines his all-important, human-race-transforming, world-saving breakthrough explanation of the human condition.
I'm Jeremy Griffith. For the last 40 years, I've dedicated my career as a biologist to understanding and explaining the human condition. Our very physiology has been driving our behaviour, which ranges from incredible acts of love to unimaginable violence and horror. But we can finally provide the scientific explanation for why this is. And through that understanding of the human condition, we can free ourselves of all the guilt and uncertainty, and in turn transform ourselves and the world. In this short video, I'll explain the core ideas of the human condition and why up until now others have failed to offer true solutions. I will help prepare you for the confronting realities and the resulting transformation that will most wonderfully end all the suffering and conflict in the world.
Part 1, The Cave.
The great philosopher Plato was among the first to explore the human condition. And over 2,000 years later, his writings are still relevant. He put forward the idea that all of humankind lives in a cave, hiding from the truth that is the human condition. In his analogy, the fire that blocks the exit of the cave is the searing, painful light of truth, which is a light we naturally fear because it makes the unbearable imperfections of human life visible. So we hide deeper and deeper within the darkness of the cave. Now, this is a perfect representation of the human condition. It shows that truth can only exist outside the cave. And because our entire existence has been spent sheltered within, everywhere you look, you will find nothing but a great mountain of lies, determined efforts to deny and evade the existence of the human condition. So instead of truth, false biological excuses, such as that we have savage animal instincts within us and unfounded feel-good explanations have been pushed, each with its own ulterior motive. So what is the human condition and how are we to truthfully explain and solve it? Basically, when we humans developed a fully conscious mind some 2 million years ago, a battle unavoidably developed between it and our already established instincts. And the result of this conflict between our instinct and intellect was that we became psychologically defensive, angry, alienated, and egocentric, which is the upset state we refer to as the human condition. But now that we can explain and understand this conflict, all those insecure, defensive behaviours are made obsolete, brought to an end, and we free ourselves from the human condition. The easiest way to understand this tragic conflict within us and its solution is to apply our situation to another species. So imagine a stork.
Part 2, Adam Stork.
We'll call him Adam.
Please forgive my interruption here, but I should note that during this part of the video, several graphics are displayed that help illustrate Jeremy's Adam Stork analogy. I would urge you to see them, as they do really help in understanding this key concept that he's about to explain. The graphics appear in both the video and the written essay.
Each summer, he instinctively migrates north with the other storks to breed. As he has no conscious mind, he doesn't think about or question his behaviour. He just follows what his instincts tell him to do. But what if we give him a large brain capable of conscious thought? Adam will start to think for himself, but many of his new ideas will not be consistent with his instincts. While migrating north with the other storks, Adam notices an island full of apple trees. He makes a conscious decision to divert from his migratory path and explore the island, which is his first grand experiment in self-adjustment. But when Adam's instincts realize he has strayed, they criticize his deprogrammed behavior and dogmatically try to pull him back on his original course. In effect, they condemn him as being bad. Imagine the turmoil Adam will experience. He can't go back to simply following his instincts. His instinctive orientations to the migratory flight path were acquired over thousands of generations of natural selection, but those orientations are not understandings. Since his conscious mind requires understanding through experimentation, inevitably a war is going to break out with his instincts. And ideally, at that point, Adam's conscious mind would sit down and explain to his instincts why he's defying them. He would explain that the gene-based natural selection process only gives species instinctive orientations to the world, whereas the nerve-based conscious mind, which he's now using, which is able to make sense of cause and effect, needs understanding of the world to operate. And of course, Adam doesn't have this self-understanding. I mean, he's only just begun his search for knowledge. In fact, he's not even aware what the problem actually is. He simply started to feel that he's bad, even evil. So tragically, while searching for understanding, three things unavoidably happened. Adam defensively retaliates against the criticism. He tries to deny it and block it out of his mind. And he desperately seeks any reinforcement he can find to relieve himself of the negative feelings. He has become angry, alienated, and egocentric, which is the psychologically upset state we call the human condition. Adam's intellect, or ego, and ego is just another word for the intellect, since I think it's the concise Oxford Dictionary defines ego as the conscious thinking self. So Adam's intellect, or ego, became centered, or focused, on the need to justify itself. And Adam became egocentric, selfishly preoccupied, aggressively competing for opportunities to prove he's good and not bad, to validate his worth, to get a win, to essentially eke out any positive reinforcement that would bring him some relief from the criticism and some sense of worth. He unavoidably became self-preoccupied or selfish and aggressive and competitive. Basically, suffering psychological upset was the price we conscious humans had to pay for our heroic search for understanding. In the words of the song, The Impossible Dream from the musical, The Man of La Mancha, we had to be prepared to march into hell for a heavenly cause. We had to lose ourselves to find ourselves. We had to suffer becoming angry, alienated, and egocentric until we found sufficient knowledge to explain ourselves. The biblical story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden accurately describes the primary situation involved in our human condition, of the psychologically upsetting battle that emerged between our instincts and our conscious intellect search for knowledge. It says Adam and Eve took the fruit from the tree of knowledge and were disobedient. In other words, we developed a conscious mind and free will. But in that pre-scientific story, it says Adam and Eve then became sinful, and as a result, were banished from our species' Garden of Eden state of original innocence for having become evil. Whereas in this scientific presentation, it says, no, that story gets it all wrong. Adam and Eve are actually the heroes of the whole story of life on Earth, because surely the conscious mind is nature's greatest invention. And to be given the task of searching for understanding while the whole world's condemning you was the hardest and toughest of tasks, because that condemnation was universal. All the other innocent storks are condemning the search for knowledge. And since all of nature, the rain, the clouds, the trees, other animals, are all associated with our original instinctive self, the whole world, in effect, ganged up on Adam and Eve, i.e. us humans. And yet all the time we were good and not bad. But we couldn't explain why, but now, at last, we can. Our species has lived with the human condition for some 2 million years, which is the probable time we have been conscious. And it's taken tremendous courage to withstand the relentless criticism from our instincts. but finally the knowledge that science has given us of the difference between instinctive orientations and conscious understandings allows us to explain that we didn't deserve this criticism, that we conscious humans are good and not bad after all. And significantly, now that we're able to understand from scientific first principles that upset is not an evil, worthless, bad state, but an immensely heroic state, we can know that while all humans are inevitably variously upset from their different encounters with humanity's epic search to find knowledge, ultimately for self-knowledge, understanding of the human condition, all humans are equally good. Everyone is variously angry, egocentric, and alienated, but everyone is good, and not just good, but a hero of the story of life on Earth. So no longer do we have to rely on dogmatic assertion that all men are created equal purely on the basis that it's a self-evident truth, as the United States Declaration of Independence asserts, because we can now explain, understand, and know that the equality of goodness of all humans is a fundamental truth. We can now understand why everyone is equally worthy and that no one is superior or inferior. Indeed, through this understanding, the whole concept of good and bad disappears from our conceptualization of ourselves. Yes, and best of all, through this clarifying insight, all our psychologically defensive, angry, alienated, and egocentric behavior, which has been destroying both ourselves and our world, is obsoleted, made redundant. We are redeemed. The great burden of guilt has been lifted from the human race. And that old, insecure, upset life that went with it is over, which means we go from living with the trauma of the human condition to living free of it. I mean, you could say that, and in the nick of time, we humans have won the race between self-destruction and self-understanding. I want to mention that there have been many thinkers throughout history who have, like Moses in his Garden of Eden story, recognized that the human condition is a result of us humans becoming conscious and at odds with our species' particular cooperative and loving Edenic moral instincts. But as I said, it wasn't until science revealed the difference between instinctive orientations and conscious understandings that we were finally in a position to explain that humans are actually good and not bad. The instinct versus conscious intellect explanation of the human condition is actually very obvious. And it shows just how wrong the excuse is that we are competitive and aggressive because we have savage animal instincts. I present a short history of the many thinkers who have recognized the true instinct versus intellect elements involved in the human condition in the next video and essay number 4. Also, you can read a detailed explanation of what instincts and consciousness actually are in paragraphs 247 to 248 of Freedom.
Part 3, Coping.
As you work through this material, expect to find some extremely confronting revelations. There'll be times where you may feel it's easier to go back to denying the human condition rather than facing it. We've been hiding in Plato's cave of denial and evasion for so long that when the blinds are sort of suddenly drawn, as it were, that liberating explanation of our condition, that revealing light, can be overpowering as the dishonesty and all the horrible truths of humankind are exposed all at once. But there is an immensely relieving and easy way of coping with the arrival of this liberating understanding, as I emphasized. Once we know that our angry, alienated, and egocentric condition is finally explained and defended, there's no longer any need to continue with it. With this knowledge in place, it would be irresponsible to continue along that old road. There's an unburdened life waiting for all of us outside the cave in the warm, relieving sunlight, free of the human condition.
Part 4, Freedom.
Now that you have a slightly better understanding of the human condition and what to expect, I urge you to continue with it. Everything you need to know is in my book, Freedom, which you can download free on this website, or you can order a printed copy from Amazon. We have also set up the World Transformation Movement, which is a non-profit organisation offering free support and context and community for everyone. The human condition has caused unmentionable suffering and held us back as a species for millions of years. It's time to take our power back and start living to our species' fabulous real potential and transform the world.
That was Jeremy Griffith. There is a lot of material and several concepts in that presentation that are absolutely key to understanding the human condition. So I would urge you to listen to this again at least once to give yourself the best chance of grasping the concepts presented and their world-changing significance. And again, the video and written version of this essay contain the helpful graphics of the Adam Stork analogy. You've been listening to Freedom Essay 3, which you can read by clicking on the Read Essay button on your device, or by going to the WETM homepage at www.humancondition.com, where all the essays and videos can be found. For further reading on the biological explanation of the human condition, we recommend you read Part 2 of Transform Your Life and Save the World, or Chapter 3 of Freedom. Also, Freedom Essay 53, The Instinct versus Intellect is the Obvious and Real Explanation of the Human Condition, as all these great thinkers evidence, a condensation of which appears next in video or Freedom Essay 4. It demonstrates how readily apparent the instinct versus intellect elements of the human condition are when someone is prepared to think honestly and truthfully about the subject. Also, the ability to acknowledge in a non-judgmental, non-condemning of upset, non-prejudiced way the differences in upset between individuals, genders, ages, generations, races, ethnic groups, countries, civilizations, and cultures, because we can now understand that upset is not a bad, inferior, unworthy state, but an immensely heroic one, is fully explained and described in Freedom Essay 28 and in Chapter 8.16e of Freedom. These essays were composed between 2017 and 2019 by Jeremy Griffith, Damon Isherwood, Fiona Cullen-Ward, and Bronnie Fitzgerald at the Sydney WETM Centre. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape. Thanks for listening.